This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial's set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota at Genesis Communications Network. I'm Vincent Finelli. And if you'd like to call me, looks like we're having trouble getting Gwyneth this morning, but if you'd like to call me, I would be delighted to chat with you. Call in number 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. Telephone listen line 605-477-3249, 605-477-3249. Well, I'd like to tell you a story about something that's happened to me that has, looks like we have Gwyneth. Let's see. Okay. Gwyneth, welcome.
Hello, Vincent. How are you this morning?
Good, good. Are you on your landline or another line?
I'm on my landline. GCN's had some problems trying to call me, so you know, I'm actually calling in today.
Well, let's do this.
Try reconnecting during the ads.
Well, I'll tell you what, it costs so much for you to call in. Let's do this. Let's have GCN continue to try to call you, and I've got a couple
It'll
things I can go over.
It'll come up as a beep on my line when they try to call me, and then I'll be able to hang up. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Jason, can you do that? Okay, so we're going to try to do that. In the meantime, Gwyneth, what's new in your world? I've gotten your emails.
Yeah, oh my gosh. This families department, when they get their hooks into you, when they get, you know, when they decide that they want a house for you, they don't leave you, they...
We just lost Gwyneth. Jason, let me know when she comes back. Let me tell you a story, class.
Hello again.
Oh, okay, great. I'm so glad you're back. That sounds crystal clear.
Yep, no, that's
all right.
And the school system they're all tied in together. I got a message today from a friend to call up the high school that my son used to attend. Okay, now what happened last year, or actually the end of 2017, was that high school or that college was attempting to entrap myself and my son into involvement with the families department. Okay, that's child protection. They were accusing me falsely of starving my children. And you can see photos of me on the internet. We're not fat people. We're naturally not fat people. You can, you know, if anyone wants me to provide photos of, you know, cousins and that sort of thing, none of us are fat. And, you know, many of us are quite wealthy people, you know, because we tend to be brainy sorts and we tend to figure out how to make a living in this world. But, you know, it's an epigenetic thing that we're British blue bloods and they're not really fat people. And, you know, because of that, I said, listen, you're trying to entrap me. I want you to take my son off the roll of the school. He won't be going to the school anymore. And I put that in writing and sent the note physically to the school, okay? And guess what? They didn't take his name off the roll. And the new year comes around, and I think I also told them by telephone as well. I said, oh, what's going to be happening with him? And I said, oh, he's not going to the school. Why should I put up with that? That's really just abusive behavior. That's the sort of behavior that if you imagined that, like, the state was a spouse and they were an abusive spouse, that's the sort of thing an abusive spouse would do. Okay? That it's just not acceptable. And what happened was we kept Theo at home last year because of that. And, you know, he did lessons at various times at home. And but they, when they get their hooks into you, this education department school system, they don't let go. And this school principal, she was talking to me, and I should have just not answered her call. I should have just blockaded her and said, listen, I'm not talking to you. You know, you can go to hell. I'm very sorry. I shouldn't say that on the air. But I mean, that's where she's going to end up if she goes in that direction. She's going on the left-hand path. It leads down to the hot barbecue, Vincent. That is what I mean.
Gwyneth, okay. It sounds to me like you're frosted because they're telling you what you will do with your children. They're telling you that it's more than that. You will be vaccinated, at least in the United States, and they don't say...
Well, that's what they want to do here.
Right. But in the United States, they do not say, would you like to be vaccinated? It's optional. Now, if you have a religious exemption or it's against your belief system, we won't do it. But you just have to let us know. They don't do that. They tell you, you will be vaccinated or your child will not be allowed to be in school. Now, most people cave in. And they say, oh, okay, I guess that's the way it is, so we'll just, you know, inoculate our son or our daughter or our children with whatever is in that injection, which we don't even know, regardless of what the label on the injection says, we really don't know what's in that injection. And that's risky. That's really risky. As a matter of fact, there's a belief that people who are of my generation, the baby boomers, in the United States who are vaccinated in the school system, you know, line up, bang, bang, bang. They had this gun and they would shoot you in your arm with this vaccine. It was an assembly line of injections. It is believed that that series of injections that was done by the school system, at the school system, by the government corporation, caused respiratory diseases. That's what's believed. And I'm not saying that I don't disagree. I don't know. But I'll tell you what, there are a lot of people who are really sick. So who are these people in the school system? And by the way, I have worked for school systems. Four county school districts in the Commonwealth of Virginia. And I can't get a single person, not one, whether retired or not, to come on the air and talk about what has happened in education. Not one. Just like the cops won't come on the air with me. People who are associated with government corporations will not come on the air with me. Why?
You know why? Because it's Nazi concentration camp level stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They say, we want to keep a track of your fun. Well, I say, you know, go and dig a hole, jump in it, and fill in the dirt over the top of yourself. And keep digging until it gets really, really hot.
Sounds like you're frosted. Yeah.
I'm really frosted. These people are completely evil. They really, really are. And, you know, it's, oh, my gosh. This school, they have a policy of teaching the children. I'm talking about 13, 14, and 15-year-old children. It's, you know, and upwards, that it's okay to be gay. And that, as far as I'm concerned, is pedophilia in a country where the age of consent for buggery and homosexual acts is 18. And my son has had friends who have decided that they are lesbian and bisexual and, you know, actually transgender, and that have gone through that school system and come out the other side, and being born biologically male, and then have decided by the time they've gone through their school system to go out and get their equipment cut off and grow their hair long. And that particular individual that I'm not going to name, okay, but anyone who wants me to, I can tell them who it is privately, not publicly, went over to his neighbor's house at 3 a.m. in the morning, and I know the neighbor, shouted to high heaven that he was going to kill the woman next door, and threw rocks and bricks and whatever through her windows at 3 a.m. And when she called 000, the police dispatcher told her that there were no officers available to present for that little emergency because they were all asleep.
Wow. I don't know.
Dropping on the ground.
If that happened to me...
And that was a child that came through that school system. And that's what happened to him by the end of it. That school system is no good, and I am not subjecting my child to it.
Gwyneth, if that happened to me, if someone threatened to kill me and was throwing rocks and projectiles through my windows, I would not be calling the police for a while. Then I would be calling the police and saying, listen, you guys have a coroner? You might want to bring him over. We'll be right back.
Fresh liquid whey was so valuable to the improvement of health that in the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria to dispense fresh liquid whey to the sick and aged. The results were restored health and a return of youth. Fresh liquid whey supplies the most easily digested of all proteins and ranks higher in protein value than the egg. Unfortunately, the current methods of processing whey causes proteins to twist, fold, and become denatured. This makes them non-functional in the body. Like a lock and key, proteins do not work in the body unless they retain the shape that nature gave them. We at Synergistic Nutrition believe that our technological enhancements restore the protein structures of our whey to the shapes that nature originally gave them. The results that One World Whey has generated for so many over several years now testifies that One World Whey is producing very positive results. For a limited time, one or more of the flavors or sizes of One World Whey are on sale. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Hosted in Australia, Gwyneth Isaacs. Gwyneth, what's next?
Well, you know something, I would like to continue keel hauling the school principal for a bit more.
Oh, sure, sure, sure.
Her name is called, I did send it to you in the email, it's something
yes.
like Leachmere, Rachel Leachmere, or something like that. Did I get that right?
It's Ms. It looks like a chubby, looks like a kind of, she's kind of barrel-shaped with a head, looks like,
yeah,
I can't really,
that's her.
Yeah, Rachel Leach, Lechmer, L-E-C-H-M-E-R-E, Lechmer.
Lechmer, yeah. And, you know, you can just imagine it. It's like the name that would come out of a children's cartoon where you wanted to have a principal who was a really, really bad sort. It would be like, yes, Miss Lechmere, you know. Oh, my gosh. But this woman is the product of the broken educational system. You can see it. Looking at her face, and I know that she's going to hate me saying this, but I'm going to say it anyway because it's true. I've been to Melbourne University, which is where most of the trainee teachers are trained. This woman's probably around about my age, and one of the children said this. He said, listen, these teachers, I don't know if she's married. I don't know if she's got a relationship happening in her life at the moment. And this is not my comment. This came out of the mouth of a child. Okay? They said, this is like somebody who has never had an intimate relationship. But that is not what, that's not the word he used. And I turned to him and I said, wow, out of the mouth of babes, you know, with this child saying this. And, you know, this child's a teenage child, so, you know. But that, I'm sure that it must be true. You know, I don't know if this woman's ever known anybody or not. I hope that she finds love and happiness in her life. But what I'm saying is, it's like a cookie cutter. It goes boom, 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 down the production line like that vaccine tube. Okay? And it pushes out these, you know, entitled, they think that they are entitled to tell us what to do. Okay? They are generally either unhappily in relationships or they've never had a relationship because they've never been able to attract anyone. They often don't have children. Okay? These are big generalizations. But believe me, like I said, I came from the university where all these trainee teachers got pushed through, and now they're all about my age. And I knew them back in the day when they were at college. We were all at college together. And now I can see that cohort coming through, okay? And this is what they're like. They have the lefty social justice warrior education. And I sat in on some of those classes, you know, of gender politics and whatever it was. I disagreed with them, you know. But I was probably one of the only people there that did. And because they have this whacked-out idea of social justice warrior, radical militant feminism and all the rest of it, they've never been able to have a happy relationship. And mostly they don't have children of their own. Mostly they become school teachers, and mostly they become social workers, and mostly they become government workers, and then proceed to teach the rest of us how we ought to do it. And that's how it is. I've been dealing with these people for a long, long time. These people, through child protection, they first had to deal with me when I was pregnant with my first son. I was 3 months pregnant. And they came into my life and they made our lives so much hell that my baby was born with low birth weight.
Grant, hold that thought. We can continue with your discussion when we come back after these announcements.
Hello. I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email matt@peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un are dining together in Hanoi, Vietnam, the beginning of a second summit between the two leaders. The summit beginning with President Trump and the North Korean leader shaking hands and exchanging pleasantries and then speaking briefly to reporters. President Trump says,
and a lot of things are going to be solved, I hope, and I think it'll lead to really a wonderful situation. Johnson, and our relationship is a very special relationship.
The serious talks between the two leaders scheduled to start tomorrow. President Trump is blasting his longtime personal lawyer, Michael Cohen, who's currently on Capitol Hill, to give public testimony to a House committee about what he knew about possibly illegal activities involving the Trump campaign team. The president tweets that Cohen is trying to reduce his prison time by lying. This is USA Radio News.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed, or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare Exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call NOW.
800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. That's 800-586-7112.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Watch it. It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it.
Oh God, you're take my when you go to DC for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Gwyneth, I got to tell you that I've been getting some phone calls from our instructors, and we've been talking off air, and it seems that you and I and Joey and others are not alone in trying to work things out with people who just don't get it. They don't understand. They are ignorant of so many things. It's frustrating dealing with people who want to fleece us, who want to insert themselves in our lives, who have a job of picking products for our company to sell, and they don't know what they're doing, and they don't do a good job, and then they sell products that are defective or poorly made, and then they won't stand behind the products. Joey's finding it, I'm finding it, and you're finding it with the school system.
Yeah, this educational system, they're selling a product that doesn't work, okay? And a couple of years back, I stood back, you know, a year or so back or whatever, I stood back and I said, this product doesn't work and I'm not buying it anymore. By the way, the Department of Education here in this state is actually a corporation, okay, under Australian corporate law. And that means I do not have to consent to contract with them. And I want to say very slowly, very loudly and very clearly, I do not consent to contract with Wedderburn College and Victorian Department of Families. You are both private corporations. Your product doesn't work, and I'm not buying it. Do you know what the incarceration rate is, Vincent, for, you know, children who are former state boards?
Please tell us.
I have no idea, but
tell us.
It's astronomical. The rate of drug addiction for former state wards is astronomical. This is former foster children. I do know that globally, in everywhere where this system puts in its foul teeth, that around about one-third of foster children are sexually abused before the age of 18. The state's the worst parent on earth. Why would anybody ever put their children for any length of time into the care of the state? They don't know what they're doing, and they wreak a trail of destruction as far as the eye can see. And I refuse to consent to contract with them any more. They are not good parents. They are not good educators, and I'm not buying it anymore. I'm not giving in to them. And if they persist in their path, I'm going to sue them for unspecified damages for the pain and suffering that they have over the last 18 years caused my family and I. They could have killed my baby. He was born at 38 weeks by cesarean section. He was born 4 pounds and 15 ounces and 12 inches from his toes to the crown of his head. That's a tiny baby. That's like a preemie-sized baby at 38 weeks. He spent the first 2 weeks of his life in the special care nursery. And, you know, I had the job, as being the mum, of cup-feeding him every single day. I went in there, and every day I was absolutely terrified that I would get to the hospital and find that my baby wasn't there. Can you imagine what that feels like? And I remember being in the car with my husband and saying, darling, can you please hurry? We have to get to the hospital. I don't want to be late. I don't want to, you know, I want to see my baby. And we had to have about a half-hour car ride or 20 minutes or whatever, depending on the traffic from where we lived to the hospital. And I was just so delighted. And, you know, I would come down the hall and I would hear him crying as I came down the hallway. I would hear my own baby crying and I knew it was him. And I would run down the hall and I would tap on the, you know, the glass of the special care nursery and they'd open the door. And I'd say, my darling, my little darling, and I'd pick him up, and he'd instantly stop crying. You know, he just wanted to be with his mum. I remember that. And I'm so grateful that I got a chance to be his mum. But, you know, it was only by fighting them every ounce of the way, and I thought that I was over-fighting them. And you know what it is? I said to the school principal, listen, he's going to be 16 in 5 weeks. And she said, yes, we know. No, you know what it is? If they get their claws in before the age of 16, they can keep their claws in until they're 18. And they can screw their life up for 2 years. And I'm not having it. I'm absolutely not having it. You are not going to have my children. You're going to get sued to kingdom come if you persist. Victorian Department of Education, Victorian Department of Family Services, you are not doing this. I have had enough.
You know, Gwyneth, there's a saying. Gerald Celente says this. And he says it's a saying that they use in Brooklyn, New York. And that is when someone loses everything and they have nothing left to lose, they lose it.
Yeah.
And I think what you're saying is if they back you into a corner, it won't be pretty.
I'll come out swinging.
Absolutely. That's what I would do.
Lawfully and legally.
Absolutely.
But I will come out swinging. They are not doing this to me.
Mark in Illinois, you're on with Gwyneth Isaacs in Australia. Welcome.
Yeah, good morning. I don't know if it's morning where Gwyneth's at, but it's probably night, huh?
Jeff.
Is it dark here in Australia? Or afternoon?
It's gone 2:30.
Okay. I was going to talk to you about something else. I didn't know. I heard what you were talking about, and you know, about what people do to other people as far as persecution goes and stuff like that. I've had a lot of that stuff in my life. I've told Vincent about some of that stuff on the air. But I was going to ask you about the Welsh language, the Welsh being the ancient Hebrew, the Cymry. Are you familiar with that?
I don't speak Welsh. I speak Scottish Gaelic.
Yeah.
I love the
Welsh
language.
I know
Welsh
you said
language.
That. Yeah.
I love the Welsh language,
with...
and I don't know any Hebrew.
Okay.
Unfortunately.
Well, I'm not...
So I can't comment.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm not Jewish myself. I'm Hebrew. But, and I've studied the tribes of Israel and their... dispersion when they crossed the Caucasus Mountains and they came down into Crimea and they settled in that area, Ukraine. That's why I think the Russians are trying to get a hold of that area because it's a pass. And it's one way of getting into the Middle East. If you pass through that pass, you can get into the Middle East, into the back door of the Middle East. It's probably made most especially with an invasion, if you were thinking of that.
Yeah. What I know is that the Scottish people, they come from Kazakhstan in ancient times, and they are what the Revised Standard Version Bible calls them the Southians. I think other Bible translations call them that as well. I forget the word the King James Version calls them. But it means Scotians. It means the children of Scota. And Scota apparently, one ancient Celtic myth says that Scota was actually an Egyptian princess. Okay? So, how that happened, I'm not quite sure. But the reason they're called Gaelic people is because they had a wise man, a druid, who was their mentor, who was leading them for quite some time, and he was the one who first established their system of writing, and his name was called Gael, and so they called the language Gaelic after him. But they had a spoken language, but he was the one who devised the Oyam script, that's the Ogham alphabet, and first gave them a system of writing. And that actually makes a lot of sense, because the people of Kazakhstan that would have been genetically very, very similar to the Mongol people. And if you look at the ancient Celtic traditions, they are very, very similar to the Central Asian Mongol-type people. They lived in roundhouses, which were basically built the same as a yurt, except that the walls, instead of being made of, poles and stretched skins, they set up permanent settlements by making these yurts out of stone walls instead of, skins. That's what they did. That's where the Welsh and the Irish and the Scottish Gaelic and the Cornish people come from. Okay? The English have a different ancestry. They come from the Saxons. Okay? And the Picts have a different ancestry again. Those are the Scottish Lowlanders. They have a different ancestry. Okay? They were the original indigenous people of Britain. They were the original British cavemen. And if you look at somebody with almost pure Pictish ancestry, then actually they tend to resemble...
Right, hold that thought. We're going right into a break. You can tell us who they resemble when we come back.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
The new frontier in human nutrition will be the exploration of how foods and herbs epigenetically affect our cells. Epigenetics is the study of how the DNA of the cell can be signaled to function in a whole new manner. It is already known that certain herbs change cells for the better via the epigenetic signaling system. This means that with proper signaling, you can feel younger, stronger, and even live much longer. The quality of the whey used in One World Whey is of a caliber that we believe is positively affecting the cells of your body via that epigenetic signaling system. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions of the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Craig Sammet, Chief Clinical Officer from Anthem. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why the Anthem Foundation supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Gwyneth is with us. She's live in Australia. Gwyneth, let's back up just a little bit. You, the last thing you said was they resemble. Who are they and who do they resemble?
Okay, the Pictish people, this is the, today we would say that they were the Northern English and the Border Scots and the Lowland Scots. Okay, so not the Scottish Highlanders. And also the people of Yorkshire. It's the same genetic among the two peoples. And my ancestors come from that region. And we have family members who have this genotype and this phenotype. That means this gene and this gene expression, okay? They actually look like North American Indian tribes. They look like the Sami tribes of Russia, and they look like the Lap people of, Northern Europe. And it's really amazing because you would not think that the English people could possibly be related to the North American Indians. That's not a connection you would immediately make. If you look at somebody who comes from that area, they tend to have prominent brow ridges. They tend to have wide noses and wide mouths and very deep-set eyes, and many of them have black or dark brown hair, and also brown eyes, very, very brown eyes. The only thing is that similar to the Lap people and similar to the Sami tribe of Russia and Norway, they tend to have lighter skin. okay? But if you look at their culture, the culture that they had, it was actually very, very similar to the North American Indians. So at some time prior to the Gaels getting there, prior to the Welsh getting there, and prior to the Scottish Highlanders emigrating from Ireland, which happened comparatively recently, it only happened probably about 1,400 years ago, that the Scottish Highlanders came across from Ireland. But the Welsh have been there for much longer. The Welsh have been there for about 3,000 years. But prior to that, there were people in Britain, and these were the people who were in Britain, and they were driven out of every other part of Britain except for the area where they are now, which is, like I say, northern England and the southern part of Scotland. And my particular ancestors come from that region, and today my family owns land in that area, and nobody else has ever owned that land. It is their estate. They are the clan chiefs of the tribe, and that land has only ever been the property of that clan and their clan chiefs. There's never been anybody else on that land. And there's actually not many parts of the world where you could say that. And there's a mountain on that land, not a very big mountain. Most of the land is quite flat. But there's a mountain on that land, and there's caves in that mountain. And there's cave paintings in that cave that are truly ancient and that were drawn by my ancestors thousands and thousands and thousands of years ago. And when my grandmother was a little girl, that was her grandfather's estate. Her grandfather was the clan chief. And she remembered going up and playing on this mountain and playing in the caves and seeing these cave paintings. And that is something quite remarkable, Vincent. Mm-hmm. And that's, you know, what we're saying. We've got to stay connected with the land. And these people, they've written a book called The Calhoun Reader. They want to bust up our families. They want to remove all of our connection with land and kin and everything that is traditional and dearly valuable to us. And I think
we can continue right after top of the hour news and commercial announcements. They want to steal our property. We'll be right back.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old. And for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.